Ketchikan Independent Representative Dan Ortiz admits he's much more focused on one of the bills than the other. His pre-filed mariculture bill is top of mind as the legislature comes back into session. The bill would do a few things. Namely, it would allow for shellfish enhancement projects. Flip Pryor is with the Aquaculture Department at the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. He explains that the bill would basically let farmers of shellfish, like oysters or crab, do what salmon hatcheries already do. He explained it this way, with the example of king crab.
Take crab, stick them in a hatchery setting, bond them, raise the little ones out, and then the idea would be go back into the wild and release the little ones. So hopefully down the line, you can have larger quotas of king crab.
The bill, sponsored by Representative Ortiz, would also allow the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute to boost mariculture projects like oysters, change around the way permitting fees are calculated for hatcheries, and allow existing salmon hatchery nonprofits to apply for mariculture permits. A nearly identical version of the bill, sponsored by Representative Ortiz during the last session, expired after the COVID-19 pandemic ended the legislative session early. Ortiz, who represents Wrangell, Ketchikan, Metlakatla, and the southern half of Prince of Wales Island, has consistently backed mariculture as an area for economic growth in the state.
I just see it as a step in the process of making mariculture be a real added benefit to the economies of coastal Alaska, and particularly southern and southeast Alaska, in places like District 36 communities. A jobs provider, producing food for the world to eat, it's going to continue to be, somebody needs to fill that gap as Asia's population grows.
Asian markets are some of the biggest buyers of shellfish.
It's an environmentally friendly thing and renewable, all good. No downside that I can see. And this bill helps that industry move along towards that goal of becoming a real producer.
The other pre-filed bill, Ortiz says, is somewhat of a placeholder. It would be the first step towards ending Alaska's twice-yearly time changes by keeping the state on daylight savings all year. Congress would also need to pass legislation allowing states to remain on daylight savings time year-round. Ortiz also says he's not sure how much backing there is for the idea of ending the spring-forward, fall-back cycle.
And I have to really do some strong constituent assessment as to, the level of support for something like this.
The bill is also not new. Representative Ortiz sponsored almost the exact same bill last session. He says a constituent in Wrangell requested it. It would also need a companion bill in the Senate, which so far hasn't happened. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.